The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Monday, 28th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you've got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. As we go to press, as it were, before we hit publish, news coming in to the studio of Volkswagen closing three plants, which is huge news. I'll spend a good amount of time getting my head around what this means and bring that full story on Tuesday's podcast. That literally just coming in as we're about to hit publish. Ford and LG Energy Solutions are relocating the production of Mustang Mach-E battery production from Poland to Michigan in 2025. And of course, this is all to access the incentives of the Inflation Reduction Act. The new agreement allows production in the US, and those batteries will fully qualify for $7,500 federal tax credit. And also, as part of this announcement, LG providing Ford with 109 gigawatt hours of batteries for their commercial vehicles for the European market. Porsche having their third quarter financial results announcement. Part of that, I won't go into the numbers, it's not a financial podcast. However, as part of that, the deputy CEO and CFO, Lutz Meschke, talking about how they might keep the combustion cars around a little bit longer than their original plan to go all EV with a vehicle like the Cayenne, for instance. That'll be all EV, but it could well be sticking around a little bit longer. According to customer demand, they want the choice of either that combustion with a plug-in hybrid or full electric as well. Not surprising, many of the car makers have had to readjust to a new reality, and that might be another 3 to 5 years of some batteries and combustion stuff in plug-in hybrids. And so, yeah, totally understandable. Not backing away from EVs in any way, although I did see a couple of outlets report this story particularly with a massively negative headline. You know, Porsche giving up on their plan to go EV. Oh my gosh. Take a deep breath and all that. Now, the next-gen Nissan Leaf will be made where the original Leaf was made. One of those places is made in three places in the world. And, you know, obviously in Japan and in the United States. And in the northeast of this country, Sunderland, a very important base for Nissan. It's going to use the same platform as the Renault vehicles, like the Renault Scenic. It was called the CMF-EV platform, now called Ampera Medium platform. The new Nissan Leaf, I think it's in trial production in Sunderland. I need to confirm that. It's going to be a much bigger car, more of an SUV shape as well, to complement the Nissan Ariya. And it could well come with, if you think the Scenic has an 87 kilowatt hour battery, that'd be interesting in a Nissan Leaf. That'd be an interesting third generation of the Nissan Leaf, if they indeed do call it the Nissan Leaf. I think they should keep the name. I think it's got some heritage. The Tesla Model Y Juniper, once again, some more pictures coming out in the last 24 hours from China. This does look like the front headlights have been split. So the front of the Model Y could look very different to the Model 3 Highland if they have a high sort of daytime running lights and then a split headlight, which isn't a very Tesla thing to do, but that's what it, I mean, it's kind of what it looks like, although it is still camouflaged a bit. Wait and see. That is under some trial production at Giga Shanghai right now. Mercedes-Benz responding to the battery fire that happened in South Korea in that underground garage where lots of, you know, hundreds of parked cars were affected by this, saying that the battery supplier, one of the Chinese companies, lesser known Farasis, passes all safety standards and quality checks, and but they still, Mercedes-Benz still point out they want to get more involved in joint ventures and things like that to get more involved in battery production. But 13 of the 16 Mercedes-Benz EVs in Korea use the Farasis batteries. They're saying there's no problem with them. NIO has surpassed 2,600 battery swap stations in China now. After slowing down a bit earlier this year, they have put 45 new stations in so far in October 2024. MG in China launches the ES5. That's a follow-up to the MG ZS EV. It's on the Pure EV platform, the MG4 platform, using CATL batteries. And the Smart 5, hashtag 5, launched over the weekend as well. That is a big, mid-size SUV from Smart.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.